What's up, everybody? It's the Excellent Adventures of the Slut and the Skid. Little intro music there from the greatest actor, in my opinion, to walk the earth. His movie, that his first directorial debut, Mr. Tom Hanks.
Definitely not the greatest actor.
He is the greatest, Tom.
Hell no.
Love you, if you're listening.
No.
And Tom, I know you are.
You're good. You're good. But no.
No, he's better than good. Better than good. I think I told you, I went to a zoo a couple of weeks ago, and there's graffiti on the wall for the one animal, and it said, Hanks forever, and there was a big heart underneath.
Yeah, but how do you know that was Tom Hanks?
Of course it was Tom Hanks.
Why?
What other, Merton Hanks? Like, what other Hanks would it be?
Hank Hill?
No, that would be Hank, not Hanks,
Yeah, I guess. Fair enough. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, so anyway, guys, we're at it like a bad married couple again.
Yeah, so Skid here. Slut just did the intro.
I'm a slut.
What's on the agenda today?
What's slut? On the agenda today?
That's a big word.
The agenda?
Agenda.
for us, that is a big word.
Busted out the big vocabulary just for our audience tonight.
Well, today, we're actually talking about an actor that I didn't know we were going to talk about it until we put this silent movie on in the background like we always do for our epic podcast. Woody Harrelson.
Oh, Woody's my boy. I love Woody.
Woody is amazing.
Woody, why haven't you won an Oscar? You've been nominated, but come on. Hurry up and give it to him, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, and if you want to phone in, Woody, and tell us why you haven't won the Oscar, we'd really appreciate that. I thought he was going to win it last year, but he was up against Rockwell for the same movie.
Oh, you totally thought he was going to get it? Really?
I wanted both of them to get it, but I know they wouldn't give two awards out.
I knew Woody wasn't going to get it. Sam Rockwell, well-deserved.
Oh, he's amazing.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
Matchstick Men, so good.
Way back. Good. Well, yeah. Way back.
Who told you about that movie?
This asshole. He had curly hair. He smelled really bad, like bad decisions and shattered dreams. He was totally a skid. Yeah. And a record store was going out of business and they had DVDs. And he was like, yo, slut, you got to get this movie. It's a dollar. And I was like, I don't know. And then I looked at the cast. I was like, okay. And then I watched it. Phenomenal. You've given me two good recommendations in my life. That... and The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, man, so good. If you're sleeping on either one of those movies, wake the fuck up.
Get your ass out there. Get tested for STDs and go get those movies.
And don't be ashamed. If you got an STD, it means you at least scored once.
At least once, even if it wasn't consensual.
Okay, so Woody Harrelson. Obviously, apparently, we're both gushers again.
We're gushing like Keanu.
Keanu, who's better, Keanu or Woody?
Don't do that.
I think, sorry, Keanu.
Tell him.
I love you, but I'd give it to Woody.
Keanu is our number one in our hearts, but Woody?
He's our number one boy crush.
Woody's range is insane.
Oh, Woody is so versatile.
Okay, I think I know your answer, but favorite Woody Harrelson movie, go.
Oh, yo, you can't just do that, man.
Mine's going to surprise you. I guarantee it.
I honestly would probably go with Natural Born Killers.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love Natural Born Killers. So well written. So well acted. The whole movie is just amazing. What's yours?
Kingpin.
Oh!
So good in Kingpin.
Very funny. He's so good.
Oh.
But like, I like him in everything, man.
Yeah.
Like, you see, I think the movie was called The Messenger.
Yeah.
He was actually nominated for that.
Yeah, he was.
He was amazing in that. He's just so versatile. And to think that he came from the bartending stooge.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah. Right? Like, who does that?
I know. And, like, if there's one person on that show that really had a career, think about it.
Oh, it's him.
Everybody thinks of Cheers. They think Ted Danson, right?
Well.
Or Shelley Long.
A lot of people
Frasier. Frasier did Kelsey had a sitcom. Yeah,
Kelsey Grammer did very well for
but
himself.
let's face facts. Woody Harrelson blows them all out of the water.
Woody Harrelson has accomplished more than any of them.
Any of them.
Kirsten Alley had a good run.
She did
in the 90s. Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking. And
those
like,
are actually good movies.
And Weight Watchers.
With Travolta.
I know.
Travolta's, I like Travolta.
Travolta's the man. But I should point out that we're watching Play It to the Bone, a very underrated movie of Antonio Banderas and Woody.
I think I said this to you earlier, Slut. Probably my favorite boxing movie. Now, it's before so you out there judge me and hate me and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, I still love them all. I still love the Rockies. I own them all. I still love Raging Bull. But yep. Let's get serious. Play it to the bone. It's more than just boxing. It's about two best friends going at it, doing everything they got to chase a dream. It's just so good.
And they love the same girl.
Totally. And come on. Woody Harrelson. Woody.
And I was saying to Skid earlier, too, I think of all the boxing movies I've seen, maybe with the exception of Southpaw, because it's newer still, I guess you can call it newer, but hands down the best makeup department.
Oh, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal actually surprised me in Southpaw, too. That was
pretty good. Yeah.
And I find him to be a very non-consistent actor.
Really?
I find he's very hit or miss. And he was a hit for me in that one.
Yeah, he was good.
But, yeah, he's far and few in between for me.
But we also had a disagreement earlier.
Oh?
So Skid named an actor who he really, really likes. And
I did?
He's like, yeah, he's such a good actor. And I said, oh, who is this actor? And he said Vin Diesel.
I love Vin Diesel.
I disagree strongly with that.
Yeah, but you haven't seen half his movies.
I've seen most of his movies. I did like him in A Man Apart, but after that, it's just like...
And then I said Knockaround Guys, and then you were like, oh.
But I do, okay. Knockaround Guys is an extremely underrated movie altogether. Super underrated.
Vin Diesel's good actor.
He was good in that.
I'll give you, he's not great. I know I said great. That's just me blowing smoke up your ass. He's not great. But Vin Diesel's a good actor, and he's a box office draw.
Oh, totally.
I don't
totally.
Give a shit what anybody says.
So is The Rock.
Vin in, yeah, The Rock's bigger than Vin.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But Vin's still a good draw, man. And I like almost all of his movies. I'm not saying they're award-winning movies, but I like them.
Did you ever see the video of him before he got famous breakdancing?
No, but I watched his
LA Lakers jumpsuit
that he wrote. He either wrote or directed or whatever, and it was kind of about his life before he made it big as a bouncer. I think it was on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I'd watch that.
Pretty good. It was about a nightclub.
I got nothing against the guy.
Yeah, right. You hate him. You were slandering him.
Vin, I like a couple of his movies.
If you ever get a hold of this podcast, find the slut and murder him.
No, you know why?
Stomp his ass.
You know why? You know why Vin wouldn't do that? Because I'd be like, yo, Vin, I like Dungeons & Dragons too. And then he'd salivate. He'd be like, oh my God.
Does he know what Dungeons & Dragons
is? He is obsessed with Dungeons & Dragons.
I like the cartoon.
That might get you somewhere. Maybe. But you like every single one of his movies and his biceps or whatever. I mean,
his biceps are so tight, y'all. Like, damn.
It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
You quote that so much.
You quote it all the time.
You overquote it. I only quote it when I'm with you because you're like all the time, oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. It's ridiculous. Anyways.
I might have said that twice in my life. Once being right now.
Back to Woody.
Woody.
Did you ever get the chance to watch True Detectives?
You know what? I didn't. I've got season one, and he's only on season one.
Season one's the only one worth watching.
I've heard that.
Vince Vaughn, I like you. I really do.
I like Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell's hit and miss as well. But just season two just didn't have it. It didn't have it. It didn't have the same director either. He had already left to, I think originally he had left to do It, but then I think he left It as well.
Who directed it? We should know this.
I don't want to say
this is a pop culture
what I was
going
to say because it'd come across wrong. But I don't know. I'll look it up quick. But honestly, watch it. Season one's amazing. I can guarantee you, though, watching it, you can tell that Woody and Matt just got fucking high as a kite before recording every time.
I do want to watch that show.
It is. It was one of the best shows I've seen on TV in 10 years.
Hmm.
Like, just so well done. Everything about it.
Did you know, this is not related to either of those, but I'm going to say it anyway, as you look up what you're looking up. Did you know they're in the process of shooting right now Top Gun 2?
Yeah, that can die.
No!
Yeah, I don't think we need another another one.
Talk to me, Goose.
Number one wasn't that good.
Number one was great.
No, it wasn't. Number one is so overrated.
No, you're overrated.
So Kerry Joji Fukunaga.
Hooked on Phonics worked for this kid.
No, honestly, he did it.
Didn't he direct The Forest?
And he did do it. He wrote the new it.
Did he direct The Forest as well?
I will check that out. I'm not seeing that. I
actually quite like that movie.
No.
No?
Not that I'm seeing. But he wrote it. Which, yeah. So I was right. So yeah. So and check it out. Check out True Detective Season 1.
And the It sequel filming as we speak.
Yeah.
Pumped for that.
You had the chance to go.
No, it's coming up. It's in a month and a half from now. They're shooting in Port Hope. And it's a carnival scene. It's shooting all night in the town. So they're looking for people, apparently.
Oh, that's you.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Now here's your chance. Drop what you've been in.
And now, no, I'm not that person. I'm not a name dropper.
You were in Red, weren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, seriously. Let our listeners know what you've done, man. They'll never get
our thousands of listeners.
That's
the
two of you out there on the couch.
You'll see me in a few movies.
You were in Red.
Yep.
What else were you in?
Jesus Henry Christ with Michael Sheen and Toni Collette.
Okay.
The Julie Roberts movie.
Toni Collette's amazing.
She's
phenomenal actress. What was that Terror show?
Yeah, The United States of Terror.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I love Michael Sheen. Michael Sheen is amazing.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. He's okay.
He's okay.
What else? The Red Lights with Robert De Niro and Cillian Murphy and Sigourney Weaver.
You were down in Amsterdam working the Red Light District?
Oh, the Red Light District. That's another movie. You were with me for that. You should know.
What? Working the Red Light District.
He still walks funny, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Then there was a Discovery Channel miniseries called I Didn't Do It. And the messed up thing about this...
is that you didn't do it?
I was innocent. I was locked in a prison cell all day for the one scene. And at the end of the day, when the ADs came up and he said, "Hey, man, do you know whose cell you're in right now?" And I said, "No, we're in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Whose cell could I be in?" He's like, "That was Paul Bernardo's cell for the entire time he was on trial for the double or multiple murders, I guess." And it creeped me out so bad. I took a picture of it. I should show you.
But did you ever see that movie, Carla?
No, because it was banned in Canada.
Oh, it was good.
Really?
Yeah, Donna did a pretty good job. I call her Donna.
Laura Prepon, right?
Laura Prepon. Yeah. Yeah. She did a really good job playing Carla Homolka.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, man. I don't know.
Fucked up movie. Fucked up situation.
A little,
I don't think it should have been banned, though.
The family's got it banned here for Canadians,
that's ridiculous.
Right?
That's ridiculous. That's censorship at its fullest. Fuck off. I'll choose what I want to watch and what I don't want to watch.
Because when I was working in the States, a bunch of people saw it and they told me about it, but yeah, I haven't...
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great by any means. I think it probably got an...
Was it like an indie low budget?
Like four.
Was it like an indie low budget kind of...
It was like an indie.
Speaking of low ratings, Slender Man just came out.
Yeah.
And it's got like one of the lowest ratings I've ever seen on IMDb. Well, but the preview looked good.
Well, I'm sure it's garbage. Like, I'll still watch it because it's a horror movie and I love horror movies. But come on, think about it. I'm a big horror dude. I'm into, like, omens and stuff like that. The ghosts and stuff. But wasn't Slender Man just, like, an internet rumor?
And then there was that.
Oh, my love. My love for Slender Man. No. But isn't that how Slender Man got started?
Something like that. Yeah. And then some chick in the U.S. killed somebody and said it was Slender Man that told her to do it. And she was young, too. I think she was like 17. I think it's still going on right now. Trial. If I'm not mistaken. But I want to see Hereditary because I've heard nothing but amazing things.
Looks amazing. But are you going to go see Slender Man?
I don't know. Do you want to go? Do you want to be my mandate?
Where do you want to see it?
Do you want to hold hands like we did at the fair?
I can't do mandates anymore, man. I got a kid.
Bromance.
Get that extra day out. It doesn't fly right now.
So, not movie related, but I have to bring it up. We had one of the best tasting things.
Oh, okay, on the weekend. Hold on. You gotta stop. You can't even bring it up.
Because, why can't I bring it up?
Because you didn't want to buy it.
I didn't.
I had to talk you into buying it.
It's very true. I'm not denying that.
If anybody's going to talk
about it. Okay, you talk about it.
Best grilled cheese sandwich on this planet, it's this guy. And the sad thing is, I don't even know the name of the company. But anyways, Erie County Fair, if you guys go, because it's still on, I think.
Was it the Big Cheese or something like that?
Something like that. It's some cheese place. But it was a.
It was the only cheese place there.
Grilled cheese with bacon on a Krispy Kreme donut. Oh, grilled to perfection.
Nice. It was.
Nice is right, people. Like,
so the skid got this concoction in this little paper tray with a bunch of potato chips, and he had to peel it off of the tray. It was like melted to it.
I couldn't do it. My wife had to help.
And it was piping hot. And then we all watched him take a bite.
Oh, so good.
He rolled his eyes in ecstasy like I did. There's a video of me doing it, remember?
As I say, it was jerk-off material.
I say it was so good. It was like angels peeing on my tongue.
Like orgasmic?
Yeah.
Totally.
So right? good. So he talked it up. I was going to get pizza, and he's like, no, you got to try this. It's like $4 more than pizza, but it's worth it. You got to try it.
$3.50.
Whatever. And I went and I got it, and I'm not a salt fan. I hate salt. But it was one of those sweet, salty combinations that just worked. Best. It was so good.
The best.
I'm actually looking it up right now, and I'll let you know who it was. But go on.
So that's it. Now back to movies.
Okay.
So who wins in a fight? Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey.
Woody Harrelson all day.
All day?
All day.
Who wins in an improv off? Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey. And Matthew McConaughey's band from All Right, All Right, All Right.
I gotta go Woody again.
What happens if Matthew McConaughey's not banned from All Right, All Right, All Right?
I still gotta go Woody.
Now, see, I think he wins.
Really?
If he can pull out the All Right, Matthew McConaughey's got it all day. All day. You know why?
That's only one thing. Because he drives a Lincoln. Because he drives a Lincoln.
And he was driving them before they were cool.
That's...
Right?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Police drove Lincolns, I think, right. Didn't they?
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you had alligator on the weekend, too. How was that?
I was okay. It was okay. It wasn't nearly as good as the alligator in New Orleans.
Oh, you had gator in New Orleans?
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, is there anything else you want to talk about this episode?
Or
you want to save stuff for the next episode where we talk John Goodman.
Are we talking John Goodman on the next one?
The next episode's John Goodman. And one of us have worked with him.
We did?
One of us has.
It wasn't me.
Are you sure? You just ruined the cliffhanger for the second episode.
Well, so let me think back. Let me go back on the old resume.
Slut
take a
is
look.
A piece of shit who doesn't understand leaving people wanting to have more. So, in closure, this was...
Hang on. You know what? If I can't find this this cheese vendor,
no,
people will be like, okay, I got to listen next week to find out who this was.
Listen, you guys don't have to listen. I don't actually even really want to plug
it. It was the Big Cheese.
He came across not very nice.
It was the Big Cheese.
Good, though.
I just found it.
Okay, so the Big Cheese.
Look up the Big Cheese.
Check it out.
Buffalo, Western New York. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
This was the second episode of Skid and Sluts. Excellent adventure. And next time, we talk John Goodman, and one of us worked with him. But you already know it wasn't Slut. So thanks for that, bitch.